Hello, Virginia.
Hi, Dr. Sherman. My question concerns the best supplements that you would recommend for blood sugar issues, specifically forms of chromium and then berberine. A, the forms of them, and B, the timing of, you know, when one would take those vis-a-vis having a meal.
Oh, I'm glad you asked that. Yeah, is it a type 2 diabetes?
Pardon me?
Do you have type 2 diabetes?
No, I just have high, you know, doctor said if I don't have it now, I will soon if I don't do something.
Okay, yeah, sometimes they'll call that pre-diabetes.
I think my number was like 58 on the...
The hemoglobin A1C?
A1C, yeah.
It was probably 5.8 or something.
Yeah, something like that. A 5 and an 8, so let's go with 5
okay.
and 8.
Yeah, the reference range is up to 5.7, so that makes sense. So I'll just mention here that far more powerful than supplements is your diet and exercise. You know, as soon as you start exercising, your blood sugar drops immediately because your body says, oh, we need, you know, glucose for your muscles to contract adequately and perform any exercise that you're doing. So it's really important to remember those two things. If you're following a paleo diet that we often recommend for diabetes or something else, that can also be useful. But as far as the berberine goes, you know, and berberine is really nice because it makes the insulin more sensitive without dropping your blood sugar too low. So it definitely works at, you know, the pre-diabetes and, you know, the low A1C ranges, not the real high ones. But typically, berberine will give 500 milligrams three times a day, about 10 minutes before the meal, I think is ideal. That way it's in your bloodstream, and then just as you're eating, your insulin becomes more sensitized. Then the chromium, we typically use chromium picolinate. And you can use anywhere from, you know, and sometimes it'll come in 200 microgram doses, but you can use a fair amount, even 1 to 2 milligrams. And those are the primary supplements along, you know, and that's sort of added on to Dr. Wright's blood sugar improvement formula that I think is the best thing on the market for diabetes.
Well, that sounds promising. I was curious, picolinate versus polynicotinate or something. I was reading information about those two, and it seemed like the vote went to the polynicotinate to be, if I'm saying that right, it's got nicotinic acid in or something. Anyway, to be the more effective form. But you're saying that the picolinate,
yeah.
Okay. Well, also,
well, actually,
the
chromium nicotinate could be even better because that's a similar form as niacinamide. So niacinamide also can help, you know, stimulate pancreatic stem cells to help, you know, prolong the health of the pancreas.